Well, hello, hello, and welcome to the Financial Wake-Up Call with Dave Carrossin. Yes, I am Dave Carrossin. I'm excited for today's podcast. And what I love to do each week is listen to all the different ideas. I get some great phone calls. I have great conversations from listeners who will say, hey, David, what about this topic? Or you went this direction with this topic, maybe some additional clarity or just different ideas, different concepts. I want to give a triple thank you, thank you, thank you for all the people that do reach out to me, because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. This is never going to be a pounding the desk. You must do this. You must do that. This is just some different ideas, different thoughts, different things to consider, to have a conversation with. Of course, lean on your advisors to have the conversation. That's good for you and what makes sense with what's going on in your life, especially when it comes to your investments, your financial plan, any legal items, your estate planning with your attorney, and of course, any tax issues, tax questions, or tax planning with your CPA. So for today, this topic, I'm going to expand on long-term care. And why am I doing that? Well, we've had a couple good discussions on long-term care. And as more time goes on, I'm noticing different offerings, different types of ways you can get long-term care that goes away from the typical long-term care where you would pay your premium to an insurance company. If you needed the long-term care and you qualified for it, you would get the coverage. But then if something happened to you, you passed away, that's the end of it. The insurance company keeps the benefit and it can't be passed on. What's great now, there are different hybrid type accounts, or I should say insurance policies, that you can qualify for long-term care. You utilize the coverage, it's there for you. But any benefit that is not utilized would then pass on to your loved ones, to your beneficiaries. So there are long-term care policies where it's more of a rider or an attachment to an insurance policy, a whole life policy where, and I'm making this number up, let's say it's $300,000 of coverage, you utilize in your lifetime $100,000 for long-term care, there would still be that difference at $200,000 that would pass on to your family. Now, of course, if you utilize all of the benefit that you're entitled to, there could be the possibility there'd be nothing left behind. But at least if it's a situation where there's still a benefit, rather than the insurance company keeping it, it could be passed on to your beneficiaries. Now, that's on the insurance side. What I'm starting to notice, and we had this discussion on a few podcast back where we talked about long-term care as an option with an annuity. There are some annuities like indexed or fixed annuities that will provide long-term care as an option. So for example, I'm just making this up. Let's say the annuity is $150,000. So it would pay an interest rate. Let's make up a number, say 5%. There would be a fee that would come out of that amount that you're making, or that percentage that you're making on the annuity itself. But then if you needed long-term care, it may provide, and again, this depends on your age and if you qualify for it, maybe a $250,000 benefit, where if you utilized it for long-term care, then those payments would go and be utilized for that purpose, for the care that you need. That could be care in a facility, that could be care at home. So those are some great options for people that if they needed the care, it would be available to utilize these annuities for that purpose. And typically what I'm finding when it comes to an annuity that offers that type of coverage, it wouldn't have to be a physical. There'd be some questions and maybe an interview, if you will, from the company that's providing it, the insurance company that's providing it with this annuity, to see if you qualify. And then if you do, it's there for you to utilize. Again, it has to be something where it is for long-term care. And typically what they look at is that you cannot do two of the six daily living activities. That could be bathing, dressing, using the toilet, getting in and out of bed or a chair, control with your bowel movements, eating, those types of functions, where if it's typically two of them, you would qualify for the long-term care. Now, This is interesting. And why do I say it's interesting? Because I'd like you to think it's interesting. No, this is a different twist with offering long-term care. Now, what I mentioned before on a previous podcast was the long-term care with a non-retirement account, a non-qualified account where you could pull money for long-term care, typically on a monthly basis. It would actually be a certain amount you would have per month that you could utilize, and those distributions would be tax-free as long as they are utilized for long-term care. Now, there are some insurance companies that are offering annuities that you can purchase with inside an IRA account, a pre-tax account, a traditional IRA, and here's how it works. So basically, I'll utilize that example from before. Let's say it's a $150,000 fixed or index annuity. It pays an interest rate or it's based on an index. Let's make up an example. Let's say it's 5% and there would be a fee that the insurance company would charge for this benefit. But now here's what happens. It's inside a retirement account, a traditional IRA. We'll utilize that example. And what happens is, let's say you need long-term care. It may then provide a higher benefit than the actual annuity itself. So for example, $150,000 annuity, depending on your age and if you qualified, maybe it's now $250,000 of benefit for long-term care. And you're thinking, well, David, how is that possible? Well, similar to the annuity that I was explaining with the long-term care that you'd purchase with after-tax money, with money that you would utilize for your long-term care, that has already, you already paid tax on it. Could be money that came from a savings account, another annuity. It's considered non-qualified, not a retirement account, after tax money. This would be a situation where this would be with pre-tax money, like a traditional IRA. The only difference is with the distributions, they would be taxable because it's pre-tax money. So a similar idea to the non-qualified after tax account. The only difference is, instead of it being a tax-free distribution to you, it would be taxable because, remember, any distributions from, say, a 401k or 403b or traditional IRA, any money that's never been taxed before, when that money comes out as a distribution, it is now taxable. Why is this interesting? Well, think of it this way. For a lot of people, a good amount of their assets or wealth comes from an IRA account, or maybe it was previously a 401k or 403b. In all the years that you worked, you accumulated all this pre-tax money, and now you have this money to utilize for your retirement. So for a lot of people, that's a majority of their money. If not for their home, it could be the majority of their money is in a pre-tax account, or in this example, a traditional IRA. So now for people that are thinking, okay, I need to take a certain amount of income from my retirement account, my traditional IRA, I could break this up in a couple buckets. What do I mean by that? Well, you could take some of your money, set it up in a way so you can take income from it for your needs, for your expenses, to pay your different bills. But you could also take a portion of this and now create this account that I'm talking about, which could provide a long-term care benefit. Now, something to consider, these type of annuities, if you don't need them for long-term care, they do have an interest portion of it. So they do make money if something happened to you and you didn't utilize all of it. That would be part of what your beneficiaries would get in the traditional IRA itself. So there is the ability, if you're not utilizing it or don't need it for long-term care, it still can grow for you. But I find this interesting simply because of the fact when it comes to long-term care, for a lot of people, they're like, you know, David, it's too expensive. I can't pay the premium for an insurance policy, or I don't have a bulk of money or a lump sum of money that I can put towards something like what we're talking about here, in say a savings account or a CD or some other direction it may come from. I'm going to need that for other purposes. Maybe pay down some debt, pay off my mortgage. If I'm looking to be in a situation where I'm only living off of say my Social Security or maybe a pension or retirement benefits. But for a lot of people, this provides another option, another place to look for, hey, maybe I can utilize a portion of my traditional IRA purchasing this type of an annuity and have that ability. If I need long-term care, I have the larger benefit to pull it from. Again, just keep in mind, those distributions would be taxable. But remember, if you could set the account up in a way that a portion could go in this direction, it still leaves the opportunity for the rest of what you have in your IRA to utilize for income for your retirement needs. I felt it was important to bring this up because as we look for long-term care, the odds are with a typical couple, one of the two is going to need long-term care, if not both. And most relationships are individuals. The odds are you're going to need long-term care. I think it's roughly 70% of people out there are going to need some form of long-term care. And what's good too with long-term care, the way it is for a lot of the coverage that's out there, is the ability that you can get coverage if you go into a facility, but also the ability to get coverage if you're at home, if you have an aide that comes to the house, that it would also provide that type of care. So I really wanted to get into this today simply because for people that are looking for different options, and I've seen it too many times where people save, do a good job of making contributions to their retirement accounts, put money away, pay down their debt, pay off their mortgage, whatever the situation is, and then they get into retirement and something happens with their health. They need long-term care and they get completely wiped out. So as we're looking at this, and again, the younger you are when you start looking for long-term care, the better. The problem is for a lot of people, they're starting to look, you know, at a point where they're in their 70s and 80s. In a lot of cases, it's not going to work. It's going to be too expensive. So you really want to focus in that 50 to 60 range where you can get better terms, you can put some more money away, and you want a situation where you're not going after it at a time when you need it. Number one, it's going to be tough to get you approved for it, and it's going to be a lot more expensive. So I wanted to have this conversation today, especially for people that are looking at their different assets, what's available, have a conversation with your financial advisor. And again, what are these? These are annuities that offer a long-term care option or rider that you can actually purchase in a pre-tax or retirement account like a traditional IRA, and it could provide the benefits we're talking about. Again, the distributions will be taxable, but for a lot of people, depending on the coverage that they need, the retirement account may be a good place to look for that as a funding option. And like always, I want to thank everybody for listening to this podcast and look at all my different podcasts and listen to them. And please, if you have different ideas or thoughts for a future podcast, reach out to me at Shoreline Wealth Management, 732-902-7880. And of course, go visit us at shorelinewealth.com. I hope you're having a great day, and I look forward to having another great topic and conversation going forward. Take care and be well.